the sky. Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong?
This is In the Know for Friday, June 1, the 152nd day of 2018. There are 213 days remaining. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. Litchfield's Country Station, 103.9 The Moose, live online at K105.com via the Apple and Android smartphone app. Also, hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to update you on some of the latest news headlines. Someone else in trouble for saying something incredibly stupid. We'll tell you about that. Meals on the Bus has been moved. If you're looking for a meal today, we'll tell you about that. Also, details on a fatality on the parkway earlier this week. And we welcome in the new month of June and what we have to look forward to. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's Beach. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
The world knows that you're otically challenged.
Yes.
Right? There are noises you do not like.
Absolutely.
What are the most, and then I also love the line from Dumb and Dumber, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world. Mm. So there's a rub. Mm. But rarely do I actually do the most annoying sound in the world, according to Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
But what are the worst sounds in the world, according to the majority of people?
Oh, wow. I have a laundry list. Smacking your mouth, pen clicking, a constant repetitive noise of any kind drives me insane.
Okay, you have one that might sort of be in there. Here you are. Here they are ranked.
Okay.
Vomiting.
Oh.
Microphone feedback. Baby crying. Train scraping on tracks, that could be one of that repetitive. A squeaky wheel that needs some grease, that would be repetitive. A poorly played violin. And number one, flatulence.
Really?
Yep. That's how they were ranked as world's worst sounds. It's Friday. We even had a one-day head start to get here, but I'm so glad it's here. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress of the great Mini Burger Fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and professional bargain hunter's woman of the year, Misty Embry Thomas.
Hey, hey. Yeah, the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Pentecostal.
Pentecostal.
Fire and brimstone.
Fire and brimstone. Mission Temple Flowers.
Wow, they're really turnt up back there in the back pew. Did y'all hear that?
Right?
How's Misty?
I'm great. Sun's out. Hallelujah.
Sun's out. Guns out. On a Friday.
Right?
I even broke tradition and went Mr. Blue Sky on a Friday.
You did.
You know I'm feeling my oats.
Yep.
When I break tradition on a Friday. Mm. Ready for a big weekend? There's a lot going on locally.
There is so much going on.
Trails Day tomorrow. Meals on the Bus tomorrow. I'll tell you more about Meals on the Bus in a minute. Mm-hmm. Take note at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the amphitheater.
Library summer reading program kickoff.
Farmer's Garden.
Yes.
Farmer's Market tomorrow on Mill Street. That's the kickoff.
Cast with kids. The fishing down at the
no
park,
kidding.
The lake. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Reclaiming my house for anybody who likes to do those things.
You know what?
You're welcome to join in.
There's nothing to do around here.
There's nothing for the kids.
There's nothing to do around here. Not never nothing.
There's so much going on. There's so much going on.
Mark your calendar. June the 2nd, there was something.
This one day in Litchfield. Everything happened at once.
We cram all of ours into one day to be efficient.
Yes. We like to get her done.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we can rest the rest of the time. Absolutely. One day after announcing... no, I don't want to do that yet. So, Samantha Bee. So, have you heard Samantha Bee?
No.
Do you know who Samantha Bee is?
No. Wait, help me.
So, she's a vulgar comedian who has a show that is on after Conan O'Brien, but I think it's on once a week on TBS.
Oh, I think
it seems like more frequently, but maybe.
I think they replay it a whole lot
is what they do.
They get their money's worth out of it. But she's...
I think she's blipped my radar just enough for me to go.
Yeah, you would definitely hate her. She makes Amy Schumer look polite.
Yeah, no, I'm not liking this girl at all.
But
She gets very political. She had been part of the Daily Show when Colbert was over there and Jon Stewart, mm-hmm. part of that group. That's right. Where kind of she got her start and her political leanings. And so, but she kind of does attack comedy, if you will. I don't particularly find it funny, mm-hmm. so I don't know that. I think using the word comedy is
a stretch.
Yeah, it's a stretch, especially mm-hmm. for me.
I think it's a cover-up to really be just slanderous.
But here we are in the wake of Roseanne Barr saying something insensitive, and again, no mm-hmm. way, in no way defending what Roseanne said.
Right.
But then you have somebody from the other end of the political spectrum who 2 days later decides to call Ivanka Trump the C-word on television.
No, she didn't.
She did. A feckless C-word at that, because she was trying to make a political point about do something about your dad separating children from their families. So she's taking on the immigration policy, but she takes to calling a name, which I thought even women wouldn't call one another.
You know, here's the thing. Yesterday, right? We had a conversation about words we hate. And yeah, I said, there's yeah. two I hate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, number two is the word pus instead of infection. Mm-hmm. The C word is number one. Yep. And I didn't even want to say that much right. about it yesterday because I hate it so much.
But we have Samantha Bee to thank for it being in the dialogue today, that it's out there. And so the double standard that is there, that exists, mm-hmm. to me is, okay, so where's the line?
When do you
if you say something racist,
right.
then you have violated something to the point that your show gets canceled.
Right.
But you can be nasty and vulgar and attack someone so long as it's not attacking someone's race, and it's okay. That seems to be where we are. What we have to decide between this mm-hmm. morning. So I don't know what TBS will do. Maybe they're taking, again, I told you I thought ABC reacted too quickly. Mm-hmm. It took them about 10 minutes to decide, and I think it should have taken them a few hours to decide, because they let the immediate blowback from a few people make their decision for them. So I think ABC was too quick. Maybe TBS is taking the right amount of time, but she has sort of apologized, but she was receiving an award last night at some place that cameras weren't allowed in, and she, in a roundabout way, said, here we are arguing over a word when children are being separated from their...
No, you know what we're arguing over is the fact that you are a woman. You know, on top of race issues, we have gender inequality. So when a woman in a position of being a celebrity tears down another woman, I take that personally. How dare you? We're fighting to find equality in this nation, to have rights, to overcome misogynistic views that we dealt with for centuries, and then you're going to get up and call another woman such a nasty name because you don't agree with her father's policy?
Yep.
Come on.
Here's what I liked this morning. The what I heard the most, that I enjoyed the most, was from Gayle King of CBS This Morning,
like
a woman of color,
yes,
obviously a strong ally of Oprah, and she said, this is out of bounds, and she went on to say, if this had been said about the Bush twins, the Obama girls, right. if this had been said about Chelsea Clinton, mm-hmm. anybody other than Ivanka Trump, mm-hmm. we'd be asking for her head.
Yes.
And so, to me, it's no different. Again, they're going after the dad. Mm-hmm. You can't use that as a yeah. children as a path to the father, even if she is in the administration. And I think Ivanka Trump, she doesn't mean tweet.
No.
She doesn't. I mean, the things that she's done seem to be empowering of people and raising people up and mm-hmm. lifting people up. Don't put her in your crosshairs. You know, you could have made your point without calling her a really vile name.
Right.
That is almost one of those things that people just don't say.
No, and I'm asking for her head. Take her show off the air, because obviously she's not worthy of anybody having access to her foul.
Now, you can make an argument with me that we should probably return to the old days, that we should let the market bear out. If she's offended enough people, mm-hmm. they say, well, I just won't watch that. And when she has bad ratings and bad revenue, guess what? She'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do we want this gotcha thing? Do we want to be so sensitive to say, that person said something that offended me? I think they should be terminated.
Mm-hmm.
This is the world we live in now. But if we're going to do it to Roseanne,
right.
then we're going to do it to Samantha Bee.
I agree.
So, now, I'm not necessarily saying it's an area that I like to be in.
Right.
But I just think that we need to be consistent, mm-hmm. and we seem to be lacking that. One day after announcing Josh Baldwin as the new principal at Grayson County High School, Josh Basham was named the district's Alternative Education Center. So Josh Basham will be he'll be in a new role as part administrator, part mentor, and then using some coaching wisdom to add into the mix. So he is the new leader of the AEC, according to a release from the Grayson County Schools. The case of the middle school teacher arrested on May 15th and charged with multiple counts of sexual abuse of a minor waived his right to a preliminary hearing yesterday, mm-hmm. and that sends the case on to the Grayson County grand jury. My guess is the defense is thinking the less said about it in open court, right. the better. And I would probably have to agree. You know, I want to hear less about it.
Yeah.
The Meals on the Bus kickoff that was scheduled for today has been moved to Grayson County Middle School because we're still possibly going to be having some severe weather through midday. I think around middle of the day, rain chances are going to disappear except for maybe a late afternoon pop-up shower because of the heat of the day. Anytime it gets to be 86 degrees in the middle of summer with high humidity levels, you can get a pop-up thunderstorm for any reason. But the remnants of Alberto seem to be out of here by about in about 3 hours or so. But with this kickoff going on 11-1, they decided rather than get your hot dog soggy, yeah. they're just moving on to GCMS.
11:30, right? Don't get there too early.
You know,
yeah, 11:30.
11:30 to 1:30. Mm-hmm. You got it, dude.
Yeah, they've got to have time to cook the hot dogs. Don't get too early.
Oh, they're already cooking the hot dogs. Got to have them. They're slow cooking them.
I like to roast them.
Hot dogs are better. Mm-hmm. You slow cook them and then...
Over a campfire, two at a time.
That's right.
On a would fit
with a coat hanger shoved through it. That's the way we roll in Caneyville.
We
you got a coat
it,
hanger and a pack of wieners, you got a cookout.
There's some good things I took from Caneyville. My coat hanger was one of them.
That's right. We did get some information yesterday released by the state police going back to an accident that happened Wednesday afternoon on the Western Kentucky Parkway at mile marker 122. Pretty vicious accident there. KSP spokesperson Scotty Sharp said the 57-year-old Jody Jenkins of Bardstown was traveling east in a Honda Fit when she crossed the median and struck a westbound Freightliner semi being driven by 24-year-old Jordan Campbell of Whitehall, Arkansas. Jenkins was pronounced dead at the scene by the Hardin County Coroner's Office. The truck driver refused treatment. That's not much of a match, a Honda Fit versus
no,
a semi-truck. It's a deadly accident. An attorney for Governor Bevin has asked a judge to consider disqualifying himself from hearing a lawsuit over Kentucky's new public pension law. You'll remember that Governor Bevin recently called Judge Shepard an incompetent hack.
Mm-hmm.
So the governor sent Stephen Pruitt, one of his attorneys, to go ask Judge Shepard to step aside because the outcome of the case may affect the judge's financial interest because of his membership in the state judicial retirement plan. But Shepard issued an order late last night saying that there are no judicial pensions at issue in the case and denying the request. Pitt argued that unlike Shepard, judges who took office after January 1, 2014 don't have the same pension and aren't affected by the lawsuit's outcome. After you call someone an incompetent hack,
yeah.
Hashtag bridge burnt.
Don't drive across that.
Right. You're going to be Thelma and Louising.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yep, your bridge is gone.
Yep.
So don't expect a whole lot of...
Yeah.
Judges have a certain amount of leeway and latitude in interpreting the law, yes?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they judge.
Yes.
Right?
They make a decision.
They're the people who get to do it.
And they have some authority that is bigger than ours.
Right.
Right.
You know, all of us are operating under the judge not lest you be judged.
Right.
Except for the dudes and dudettes wearing the robes.
Unless you have a robe and a gavel.
Which you do.
I know. So stand judged, people.
That's right. Kentucky's 2018 legislative session set a record with $10.67 million spent on lobbying. The Legislative Ethics Commission says the spending puts Kentucky on track for a record-breaking year, with more than $22 million spent on influencing lawmakers. This year's spending is 11% higher than 2016 and 19% higher than 2017. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you who the biggest lobbying mm-hmm. effort came from. Mm-hmm. It's a company called Altria.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to guess who that
is? And Altria was first with more than $379,000 in lobbying spending. Now,
let's see, guess, let's see if Christy can guess.
Guess who Altria is the parent company of?
What legislation should have gone through this year but didn't?
Oh, I feel like I'm really on the spot.
You are. Because you are.
Tobacco?
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
We they could have solved Kentucky's problems,
they
people.
They are the parent company of Philip Morris.
Okay.
And so we wondered, how did the cigarette tax, how did it go from a dollar to 50 cents? Well, $379,000 later, we know how it went.
Listen, that $379,000 was what we would have made in a weekend. A weekend.
Yeah. Maybe on a Friday afternoon.
During fair week. Oh, my.
That's funny. State fair or county fair?
Both.
Okay.
There's a lot of good fair weekends.
The Kentucky Chamber of Commerce was second with more than $187,000. LG&E and KU Power was third. The Kentucky Hospital Association was fourth, and the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky was fifth at more than $110,000. Now, seems like they were in a story recently. Maybe the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky, could they be the ones overseeing the Medicaid waiver? I think they are.
I don't know. I'm still thinking about smoking. I like to smoke while I eat. Have you ever seen King of Queens? Yes, it's my favorite line from their show ever.
I may have missed that one, though.
Oh, no, you gotta find that one. We say that at my house all the time.
I likes to smokes when I eat.
Doug wants a motorcycle, so Carrie decides to start smoking again.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I remember that episode, but I don't remember that line.
She's having dinner, and she's lighting up one after another, and he's just glaring at her, and she said, I likes to smokes while I eat.
I'll have to find that. I really do love that show.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, it's pretty much my husband and I.
I had to go through a big bunch of...
That's what we say. We own it.
I had to go through a big bunch of organizational email yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it made me cross-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
But it reminded me of ways that you can detect when people are annoyed in emails.
Yeah.
Right? Per my last email. You know, if anybody ever, per my last email.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
That was usually a pretty good indicator.
Mm-hmm.
As in, we've already talked about this. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Then there's also the use of, not sure if my email made it to you as I haven't heard back.
Mm-hmm.
As in saying,
get to it.
I know you're ignoring me.
Uh-huh.
Thank God for red receipts.
Right.
It's the best thing on messages.
Well, depends.
Well.
Best thing is in the eye of the sender.
Yeah, true.
Any updates on this? Mm-hmm. You're going too slow.
Mm-hmm.
According to my records.
I use that one a lot.
That's an annoying term in an email, right? Yeah. You mean the records as if you just scroll down in this email where we talked about it?
Yes.
Those records?
Per your last email, according to my records.
Maybe you can point me in the direction of someone who could help me.
Yeah, since you're useless.
I'm tired of dealing with you.
Please let me know if I misunderstood. Yeah. The digital director's digging it. The subject line is gentle reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you have to call it a gentle reminder, it's my way of saying is, I haven't gotten mean yet.
Snap to it.
But I'm going to.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time with this one. In closing, warmest regards is one that kind of rubs in a weird way.
Yeah.
But it seems better than just regards. But a lot of times I don't, if you haven't done something for me, I don't know that I want to put thanks and then sign it, or sincerely, or love always. I mean, how do you do that?
Love always.
What was the one we were in high school? Love you like a sister.
Yeah,
like you know. But you put the you put the letters. You could do best regards, or you could put, I'm praying you're going to respond to this the way that I want you to. Mark.
Yeah, click request, read receipt. Got it. Warmest regards.
Love always.
Right, get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know. Blake Stinson is the general manager at AutoSmart on South Main Street in Litchfield. Good morning, Blake. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's not raining, so I'm good.
It's finally, it's not raining. Hey, I know you're a dad with young kids, and it's hard to stay up for a basketball game that doesn't start
until 9 o'clock. From start to finish.
You watched all of it?
Yes, sir. Start to finish.
I'm proud of you. What did you think about the end and J.R. Smith?
For that guy to be a veteran, he should have known better where he was at. I mean, it's obviously he thought that they were up by a point. So, I mean, he could have just went right back up with the basket and ball game was over, you know?
Yeah, I mean, did he not figure out why he wasn't getting fouled if they were up by a point?
I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. They gave one away last night, that's for sure.
Well, and a lot of people will tell you they would be lucky to be in one game. So to be in that game on the road and lose in overtime has to hurt extra bad. But how many memes today do you think there will be of LeBron with his hands pointing toward the basket?
Quite a few. You know, you got to love the internet.
Absolutely. What's going on at the dealership this weekend we need to know about?
Well, we want to talk about a special I'm running. We've got a 2011 Ford F-250 6.7 liter turbo diesel. It's got $199 on the miles, but rides and drives like a new one. We've got it on sale for $18,995.
Hey, I also noticed you've got something on the corner down there with some really bright-looking wheels. Is that your car?
Bright-looking wheels. Which one are you referring
it's
to, man?
It's got that, like, lime rings around your...
Yeah. Jeep, 2014 Jeep Patriot with only 80,000 miles. It's got a slight lift kit under it. Some aftermarket wheels, and we've got it for, I think, $10,500.
That's flashy. I'd look good driving around in that.
Hey, you can come pick it up for the weekend, buddy.
270-287-0278. What's the website address?
It's autosmart1.com.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. That's Blake Stinson, the general manager at AutoSmart on South Main Street in Litchfield.
You are my treasure. You are my treasure. You are my treasure. Yeah, you are my treasure. You are my treasure.
June is here, and Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield wants to remind you all the June holidays and occasions. They are ready to help you fill the need for whatever it is, whether it's Vera Bradley, Tervis Tumbler, Brighton, Simply Southern, or Case Knives. Don't forget, Father's Day is just 16 days away now, and you can get personalized Case Knives. You can do that at Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where today we're going to be giving away with our water cooler question. Four tickets to see a day with Thomas the Train this weekend at the Kentucky Railway Museum in New Haven. So a family of four. But here's what we're going to add in from Whoop-De-Doo Design today. So when you think of trains, the old-time cabooses, they had lanterns at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Whoop-De-Doo Design has given us a lantern
give
away because of the Thomas the Train and a Thomas the Train golden book.
Oh, I love golden books.
Yeah, so we're going to add all those in together for the prize package today, which we'll be giving away with the... See, they've got... That's the neat thing about it. Mm-hmm. So for my dad's birthday, he got a bicycle wheel clock.
Oh,
so
cool.
Like whatever things... That, you know, if you got a person that's really interested in boating...
Right.
They got boating type stuff. They've got... So it's really cool. And it's the new month now. It's Donut Day.
It's National Donut Day.
Yep. It's Dare Day. It's Go Barefoot Day. And it's Say Something Nice Day.
I've done all of those things except half of them.
Okay. So we're down around 50%, which I think
that's average for me.
In school, that was a failing grade, but...
I made it on the board. That's what I always say.
You're in the scorebook. This first week of June is fishing week. Mm-hmm. So we mentioned the fishing event going on here locally. Next week, the second week is email week. I don't know if that's you have to do email or you don't have to do email.
Or maybe you should clean up your email. That would be good for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to have some tech support the other day, and on a service that you use, and a technician had to log in via GoToAssist with my machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then they logged in, and the person said, "Do you want to close your email?" I said, "Shoot, no. You can see all my email if you just promise to reply to some of it."
For real.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I need. The fourth day, Monday, is National Cheese Day. Which
cheese.
Is seemingly appropriate because that's Anna's birthday also. So Cheese Day and Anna, they both love cheese. Cheese Day. And it's also Hot Air Balloon Day on Tuesday. D-Day is Wednesday. That's the 6th. Name Your Poison Day on the 8th, Donald Duck Day on the 9th, National Corn on the Cob Day on the 11th, Flag Day on the 14th, Monkey Around Day on the 14th. Now, I need some clarification.
Yeah, me too.
I mean,
that is a Thursday.
Okay. All right. So, Monkey Around Day, does that actually mean you act like a monkey?
Right.
Or is it the other kind of monkeying around, which you might rather celebrate? I don't know. On the 16th, it's the National Hollering Contest Day.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
On the 16th?
The hollering contest is 16th.
You got something scheduled?
Well, my daughter will be at home, so I may be hollering.
Yeah, there's a good chance of that.
Okay.
The very next day is Father's Day. Hope there's no hollering on Father's Day. I'd like it to be quiet.
Get it out of the way.
The 19th of June is called Juneteenth. The 19th is also National Kissing Day. The 25th is National Catfish Day. Now, I don't know if that's catfish someone or you eat catfish.
My mind automatically goes to eating catfish.
Eating catfish?
Yeah.
I love catfish.
Me too.
I love muddy water fish.
The 26th is National Canoe Day. Okay. The 27th is Sunglasses Day. Also known to me as every day.
Me too.
And the 30th of June is Meteor Day. Meteor Day. There you go. Nike is releasing fanny pack sandals.
Nike is releasing fanny pack sandals?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one item or two?
Well, it would be two sandals. There are a pair of slides.
Okay.
You can look them up. There are plenty of... they're launching a fanny pack edition of its classic Benassi slides. Slides that feature small zippered pouches attached to the straps. So where the slides go over the top of your foot is a miniature fanny pack where you can keep your goods.
All right.
You know, your chapstick and your coins.
Your round money.
Right, your round money.
Right. So
your pocket knife.
Fanny packs for us for the longest time have been something to laugh about or pull out for tacky tourist day or what have you. But as my girls went to a music festival, one began to look desperately for a fanny pack to buy and couldn't find one. So they're making a comeback.
Do you want to know one of the reasons they're making a comeback? Is because every kid that age has an $800 phone that they need to protect.
Yep.
And you'll get past modesty to protect your $800 phone.
What's interesting, though, is she has crossbody purses that could do the same thing. But it was, and I offered, you have different sizes. She even has one that fits her phone from Disney we bought that just has a pocket on the front to slide your ticket in the front and then your cell phone in.
Right.
And it's protected with foam. That's what it's built for. No, had to have a fanny pack. And I'm like, you want an actual fanny pack? You know, we make fun of people like you. She's like, no, Mom, they're the thing.
Listen, 4 years ago,
they're the thing.
People went crazy over buying records, too. And I'll tell you, that was not a treat. When when I was able to stop buying records,
that
I considered it an upgrade.
Yes. When records got smaller.
I didn't feel the need to go back.
And we called them CDs.
Right. I don't, like, suddenly next week, I'm not going to wake up and go, you know what? I wish I had to get up and change the channel.
Yeah. I know, right.
It just doesn't.
But to the next generation, they are not aware. Like, they're seeing it for the first time. A fresh set of eyes on the fanny pack, and they're loving it.
All right. That makes sense.
So, for those scoring at home, we didn't find a fanny pack. I don't know where you buy them.
Apparently Nike.
You know what I told her?
Nike bought all of them and shrunk them to put on sandals.
I would say ask Mamaw. Does Mamaw have one?
Go to Goodwill. You may luck into one.
Probably so. I don't know if we've talked about it or not. Do you have any big summer travel plans? I know you've got something later in the year looking forward to, but there's no...
Not this summer.
Are there any... do you have any bucket list destinations? Like things that you would like to see, like iconic destinations?
I have a couple. Yeah, Bora Bora.
Oh,
I'd love to go stay.
I got to go to Tahiti, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to go to Bora Bora and stay, you know, in the little huts over the ocean. And the closest I'll probably ever get is watching the Kardashians travel all these great places.
Huh.
Fiji.
Do you have any interest in like doing the Wailing Wall and all that? Do you have any interest in going to Jerusalem? And
No. I have been invited. Our state representative, Tim Moore, he actually takes twice a year.
Right.
He travels there and takes groups.
They do a pilgrimage type of thing?
Yes, and our church goes every 5 years. I've been invited multiple different ways. I don't think I do.
Well, I see people, like, a lot of people want to go to the Holy Land, you know, and it's a dangerous time to, I mean, there's a lot that can go wrong there.
I think that's what deters me.
Well, here are four famous sites that are likely to underwhelm you if you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see these things on TV, we think, oh, I want to go there, I want to visit there, I want to do this. They say the Mona Lisa at the Louvre is underwhelming.
My mother said, I don't think that was the real one. She said, "I think it was a replica.
It was a cheap knockoff."
Yeah. Well, she was so underwhelmed that she thought they have put the real one under lock and key, and they have a replica.
Well, maybe they have. Just ask Dan Brown; he knows whether they have or they haven't. Mm-hmm. The pyramids of Giza.
Yeah, I don't think I actually want to see them. I don't want that much sand.
So this says you might expect them to see them rising alone out of the desert, but they're actually surrounded on three sides by a major city. And there's a Pizza Hut, like, right up next to them.
Now I'm interested.
That's where Eric Kahn hangs out.
Right. Who knew Pizza Hut was in all these?
If you're looking for Eric C. Kahn in Giza, he's at the Pizza Hut.
Giza Pizza. I'll take it.
Stonehenge.
I don't think I'm interested in Stonehenge.
Hardly serene. The site is located on the side of a major highway, and there's no touching the famous stones either. Oh, so no. They don't let you get close enough to them to really enjoy them. And especially not knock them down like on European Vacation.
Right.
When Chevy Chase backs into them. They flip like dominoes. There's none of that. And the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Uh-huh.
So it had a 4-degree tilt originally, but it doesn't lean as much as it once did. And it's only 190 feet tall.
It's straightened up?
It is straightening up. So it's just Tower of Pisa. Used to be Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Right. Slightly slanted.
Formerly had scoliosis. Tower of Pisa.
Who put a back brace on Pisa? Come on, people.
Somebody.
Now, you know, the Wailing Wall was built by King Herod, and there were multiple King Herods, but King Herod the Tetrarch. And once I learned that, it was kind of like,
I just didn't know if you wanted to be there in the middle of that, in that history. You know, it has, the way I
and
feel.
I love history.
The way I feel about Washington, D.C.
Sure.
When I'm there, you know, you can, it's like, there's an energy
here.
Yeah,
I'm so much more interested in going to Washington, D.C.
I didn't know if the Holy Land held the same, you know, for various people. What else? Oh, one cautionary tale. For those of you who think that your boss is an idiot.
Okay.
Should listen up.
All right. Well, I've got my pen now.
I'm going to grab the office telephone system and get on the intercom. For those of you who think your boss is an idiot.
Are you about to prove us right?
Well, I may be.
Well, come on.
But if so, there's a really good chance you are one, too. Research has found that bosses who feel insecure or unqualified to hold their position choose to hire the same type of people. They want to surround themselves with less competent people. On the other hand, bosses who feel qualified prefer to hire exceedingly competent people. So if your boss is an idiot, so are you.
Well, what did I tell you this morning about me? I'm turning into you.
You're drinking out of two cups.
I'm packing more drinks around than I have anything else.
There you go. We got to get to a break. Today's giveaway is coming up. The water cooler question, a big Thomas the Train giveaway, an excursion, a lantern, and a golden book from Whoop-De-Doo Design. All ahead here on In the Know. Did you know the average English speaker has about 50,000 words in their mind and finds the correct one in approximately 600 milliseconds? So if you think about it, your vocabulary exists up in your noggin.
Mm-hmm.
On average, the average English speaker has 50,000 words that they can call upon. But it only takes 600 milliseconds to choose the word that you want to use.
And I still get it wrong.
That is amazing, though. When you think about how awesome the human brain is. Thank you very much. This is donut shop coffee, by the way.
Well, to go with the donuts I brought in.
That's right. And because it's donut day. But don't misunderstand. This did not come from the donut shop. I made it from a Keurig pod.
I saw you out there, and I thought, that's like probably what the cavemen look like trying to like make fire.
When they were rubbing sticks together?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's you were working that hard.
That's right. Yeah, and smoke was coming off my brain. Complex. This thing we got on
it
top
really
of our, in our cranium is, I mean,
just
that it can immediately, in 600 milliseconds, if
that's
you just
quick.
Think about it, it's awesome. I hope one of these days we get a computer that's as fast as our brains. I think.
Yeah, depends on who's brain.
Yeah, it depends on who owns the computer.
Mine is quicker. Mine is as quick as my brain.
All right, here's today's water cooler question. If you've not won in the last 30 days, you are welcome to play today by calling 270-259-6000. What we have is the Kentucky Railway Museum is welcoming Thomas the Train, A Day with Thomas, this weekend and next weekend, and the tickets we have for you are for Sunday afternoon. 2 days from now, we have a family four-pack of tickets, and Jennifer Whoop-De-Doo Design has given a lantern and also a Thomas the Train Golden Book to pair with the Thomas the Train tickets. It's kind of a neat little prize package. If you can solve today's water cooler question, again, call 270-259-6000, 270-259-6000. One in 10 men say they have gone to a business meeting wearing this. One in 10 men say they have gone to a business meeting wearing this. 270-259-6000. 270-259-6000. One in 10 men say they have gone to a business meeting wearing this. New at the movie theaters today. Adrift is out today. It's a PG-13 drama. Shailene Woodley and Sam Claflin. Action Point, an R-rated action comedy. American Animals is out today. That's Evan Peters and Ann Dowd. Oh, the Action Point movie is the new Johnny Knoxville movie. So imagine, I guess a lot of people would be getting hurt or something. I don't know. And A Kid Like Jake, a not-rated drama. Claire Danes is in this one. Priyanka Chopra and Ann Dowd. So Ann Dowd is in two movies being released this weekend. Listen, that's too much Ann Dowd. I don't know who that is, but it's too much.
That's a lot.
Pick a number between 1 and 6.
3.
Oh, going halfway there. All right, very good. That means...
I'm a middle kid.
We will go to Tisha. Tisha, 1 in 10 men say they've gone to a business meeting wearing this.
Flip-flops.
Say that again.
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops, that is not what we're looking for. Let's go to Kim. One in 10 men have gone to a business meeting wearing this.
Necktie.
That is way more than 1 in 10. Let's go to Lana.
Lucky underwear
is correct.
Lucky underwear?
1 in 10 do.
I was close, but not quite.
What did you say?
Almost hate to say out loud. Women's underwear.
Women's underwear. It's happened. They could be the lucky ones.
Maybe that's the lucky ones.
They could be the lucky ones. Did you have a guess?
Shorts.
Yep. Congratulations, Lana. Have fun at Thomas the Train. Oracle's going to get your information. Hold on. That's awesome.
Lucky underwear.
What?
I wonder if
you
like,
just, you don't
does
believe it?
Need to say lucky on like... You know.
What type of luck? Yeah, right. What do you say? Like, do they have shamrocks on them?
Right.
Yeah. Knew somebody that had some shamrocks one time.
Really?
Yeah. This is more of a shamrock shirt. Gotta get to a break. We'll come back. Finish it up for the week. Here on In the Know. TMB's Point to Ponder for today. Need your all's help with an issue regarding neighborhood protocol.
I don't know that I've always done it right, so you may not look mine.
You may do it differently in your neighborhood than I would do it in mine. You're looking to compare and contrast.
Okay.
Got a neighbor.
No.
Who for, I don't know, 2 or 3 days, garbage cans full of garbage.
Okay.
Out in the street.
Oh.
Don't know when garbage day is, apparently.
Uh-huh.
But that's fine. Sometimes you get confused.
Sure.
But it's also the placement. So they're actually in the street.
Not on the curb.
Not on the curb. Not in the driveway. In the street.
Mm.
So I'm wondering, as mayor of the neighborhood.
Yeah, you are.
I have logged the most number of years in the neighborhood of anyone.
Grandfathered in.
That's right. Is it up to me to use that as a teaching moment,
mm-hmm.
to use the front right fender of my vehicle to knock the garbage cans over into the driveway, spilling the garbage?
Get it.
I mean, is that a, here's what happens when we don't place our garbage cans in the right location?
I mean, a note is probably too much.
I don't have time to stop and write a note.
That's what I was going to say. but I could clip it with my fender.
I got time to clip it with my fender. It'll match the
Anybody
other fender.
Got time for that. The
driver's side fender already has a slight scratch, so I can sacrifice a scratch on the passenger side.
Okay, all right, matching, winning.
It'll look like racing stripes.
I say go for it. In my 30s, I would have frowned. 40s, get it.
What do you think?
Well, I'm still in my 30s, so
you're, okay. But, you're not for this.
But are you also having to deviate your lane?
I am a little bit,
yeah.
But sometimes things get away from us.
Like the back end of your car?
Like the front right fender of my vehicle?
Sorry. Next time I'll drive in the grass.
Yeah, I was reaching for the notepad to write you a note when I accidentally ran into your garbage can.
Are they new neighbors?
New
that they don't understand. Okay.
Well,
are they younger?
I'm not certain. I really can't say for certain. But
you know where their garbage is.
But on the third day, I am pondering it. Right? First day, no big deal.
Yeah.
Day two, it's like, when's their garbage day? Day three, today, I could knock those garbage cans over.
Day four tomorrow. You may be parked in their driveway.
I'm probably not leaving the house tomorrow. So.
Well, the thing is, for the garbage companies that come through our neighborhood, it's normally Monday or Tuesday.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, it was the holiday week, which forced some garbage routes into different days. So,
yeah, a day or so. Uh-huh.
But if they don't show up till next Monday, you...
See, like bowling.
Right. Bowling for garbage. That's what I'm thinking. It's just...
Here's the problem. Here's what you've done to yourself. Now another neighbor's going to take the enjoyment of clipping the can, and you're going to take the fall.
All you'll have to do is inspect my fender.
But it's already got a scratch.
No, on the passenger side.
Not if it didn't leave a mark. Mark?
I always leave a mark. On television tonight, Undercover Boss Celebrity Edition, CBS, it's on CBS. Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders goes undercover to find amazing football coaches. Listen, they work as hard as they possibly can to generate tears on that show. They really do. Tomorrow, Vegas versus the Capitals, and then NBA playoffs game two, Cleveland versus Golden State, will be on Sunday. Let's see, historical things today, 1533, Anne Boleyn, Henry VIII's new queen, was crowned. Kentucky became the 15th state of the United States, this date in 1792. So it's Kentucky's birthday. I wish I had more time, we would celebrate. In 1869, Thomas Edison received a patent for his electric voting machine. In 1915, Germany conducted the first Zeppelin air raid over England. Whippee, a Zeppelin! All roads lead to Randy.
Yeah.
Or a Christmas story in general. Mm. In 1938, baseball helmets were worn for the first time. In 1944, this one gets me. In 1944, siesta was abolished by the government of Mexico.
The word or the event?
I don't know.
I don't think that's possible.
I mean, it's not the word. although he would have been able to escape the law because Lionel Richie wrote Siesta in All Night Long. Siesta.
But he's not a citizen there?
That's right. So he's beyond the reach of the Mexican federales.
You can't.
They banned them from taking naps. You can't have a. You can't take a nap in Mexico now. No napping. I don't want to live there if there are no. If there's no naps.
Well, it's just not nap. I mean, it's sleep in general. It's not just naps.
Siesta is any kind of sleep.
It's sleep. Yeah.
No wonder they're all sleeping.
They were trying to prop up the no-dos industry. That's what they were doing.
I mean,
CNN made its debut as the first all news station this date in 1980. Disney's Typhoon Lagoon opened this date in 1989.
Okay.
Let's see. I have some birthdays around here somewhere that you all needed to know about. Morgan Freeman is 81 today. He's probably not as having as good a time as his 80th birthday.
I was going to say 70 probably treated him better.
Ronnie Wood is 71 today. Ronnie Dunn is 65. Heidi Klum is 45. Alanis Morissette is 44. Brandi Carlile is 37. Amy Schumer is 37. We were talking about her earlier. I didn't even know it was her birthday.
You know what I learned this week?
What did you learn this week?
Is that just because you have a fantastic voice doesn't mean you got the gift of morals. Morgan Freeman.
Ah, yeah. Now sing the school song. 1801, Brigham Young.
I just saw that not too long ago. After like 20 years.
Right?
I forgot how cranky he was in that movie.
I'm just trying to drive you to the store. Uh-huh. 1890, Frank Morgan was born. Andy Griffith in 1926. Marilyn Monroe in 1926. Cleavon Little in 1939. Blazing Saddles. He played the sheriff. Oh, gosh, he's so good. Let's go to Chart Toppers. 1969 was the year. The Fab Four were the group. Yeah. This video famously shot on top of the Apple Records headquarters. I told you this many times, but this song to me was Tojo was a man who thought he was a woman. I first thought it was the first transgender song that I ever learned about.
But when you tell me the real words, I really don't.
Tojo was a man who thought he was a woman. Get back, Tojo.
Get back Tojo.
See?
I was with you. You earned it for me.
I'd like to play some more Chart Toppers if possible.
Somebody bring a dime.
Does anyone have a quarter? No, it's a quarter. Now it went up.
Oh.
They went through.
Sandy
at the carnival.
He likes to smoke.
Tell me about it. Stop.
I like to smoke while at carnival.
I told you, fair night.
Yeah.
The big tax generator.
I got chills. They're multiplying.
The funniest part is they were having to teach her how to smoke right on the fly.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
Also that year.
It's hard to be a rebel when you're good.
That's exactly right.
My whole life.
Also in 1978, number one on the country charts.
Yeah.
In the crowd all alone,
the Statler Brothers.
Listen to the music that we played. Walked up and whispered, I lean down and listen to the request that she made.
What tempo is that?
Do you know you are my sunshine? She asked so sweet and tenderly. Do you know you are my sunshine? And would you do it one more time, baby?
No. No.
Well, what's a clever way of asking?
No. Regretting the other one.
96.
You were my strength when I was weak. You were my voice when I couldn't speak. You were my eyes when I couldn't see.
Not making the cut today. Always Atlantic Star was number one this day in 87. Kelly Clarkson behind these hazel eyes in 2005, and Fancy, 4 years ago today. Iggy Azalea and Charlie XCX.
Oh, I went all Reba on you.
So me too.
Fancy.
That's why I was nodding my head yes.
First thing first on the Relics. Told you I was a man and thought he was a woman.
We should just sing all the time.
Yes, we certainly
We're
going to
make a mixtape and sell it.
MB's Pearl, anything before we go, ladies?
I don't think so.
Any errors, omissions, or corrections?
I think I got it all out.
Yep.
No,
all right. Good. I get an A+ for today. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Simply being against evil does not mean that you are good. Simply being against evil does not mean that you are good. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here on Monday for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.